some friends invited me to attend Baptist church. So I attended the Baptist church for maybe 3-4 months, and I heard the preachers saying about salvation by faith. So I trust in the Lord in that night, and I got saved. All of my life totally changed. And my two sisters and a brother noticed that my life is changed. So they asked me, so I led them to Christ and led them to attend the church with me there in Egypt. When I was in high school, senior high school, I received a call from the Lord to be a preacher. So I told him, no, I cannot do that. Because I was very young in that time, 17 years. And also we have bad example about the preachers there in Egypt. But you know, it's very difficult to flee from the calling of the Lord. After 3 months, I submit myself to the Lord, and I attended the seminary there in Egypt, and I graduated in 1986. For 2 years, I attended the military service, and 1989, I started my first church in Maadi, Cairo, Egypt. This church grew rapidly to 100 members, but after 2 years, the police came and shut down this church. We disappointed, but the Lord taught us two lessons. The first lesson is church is not the building, church the people. So we collect our people in 10 homes around the building. And when the police found that and noted that, he found that I'm very dangerous to do that. So they reopened our church to be before their sight. The second lesson, the Lord pushed us to understand well the church planting and to be church planters there in Egypt. So I started my first church because I needed to be a pastor, but I have no idea about church planting. But the Lord helped us to understand that, and we started 70 churches in different areas in Egypt, 7 established churches. When I said established, it means self-supported, and every church has their own pastor, their own building, their own people, or maturing people also in spiritual life. You know, in Egypt we have 28 states, and we have a goal to start an independent Baptist church in every state in Egypt. We reached 7 states, and we hope to reach the others for Christ. We have big goal, our big dream, not only to reach Egypt, but you know, we have in this world 22 Arab countries. They do not know anything about Jesus Christ. So my dream to find faithful Egyptian workers with me to send them out to all of the Arab world. We started Bible Institute in 2014, and last March, 9 of them graduated from this Bible Institute, and they are already in the service of the 7 states, 7 churches that we started. And we hope to find more faithful Egyptian workers to send them out to Arab countries. why we came to United States. The first reason, and this is very important reason, to find a lot of partners to pray for us, because we serve in the very dangerous areas there in Egypt, and we live among Muslims, and you don't know if this Muslim from fundamental Muslim or modern Muslim. So sometimes we became face to face with the fundamental Muslim, and they are dangerous because they do not know, they do not want to accept the others, and sometimes they kill the people who witnessing boldly among them. We started a church, as you heard, in North Sinai. And North Sinai, you can find all of kind of terrorists there. So we need a lot of prayers to that the Lord protect us in these difficult areas. And also the tourists easily to stop the cars and ask about your name. If they found your name is Christian, they shoot them easily. So we always expect death in any trip to the North Sinai. But I found a lot of need there, and also the people accepted Jesus Christ easily there in the area. And two of them, of the member of our church there, killed by the terrorists because they witnessing boldly among them. In Egypt, let me tell you something about Egypt. Egypt in the middle of the world, and 92 million there in Egypt, the population. And 86% of Egypt Muslim, 12% from Coptic Orthodox Church, and 2% from Evangelicals. Egypt is not open to the Bible, and most of the people do not accept to talk with them about Jesus Christ. To witnessing to the people from Coptic Orthodox Church, easy to do that, and legal to do that, but illegal to witnessing for Muslim, and it's not easy also to witnessing and find respond of your witnessing. So we have our strategy to witnessing among Muslim. First of all, we have to bring them to our house, to invite them, to feed them many times, and to show them the love of Christ first. And step by step, we have to ask them about Jesus Christ. What do you think about Jesus Christ? We know the answer, because they think that Jesus Christ is just a good prophet. So from this point, we try to prove to them Jesus Christ is not only good prophet, but he is God. And some of them accept and converted from Islam to Christianity. We have some of these people in our churches in Egypt. But also when the others see some Muslim converted, they try to be against us and try also to kill us or to make something bad for us. But we believe that we have the Almighty God. He able to protect us, and he able also to use us among them. Some questions came to me from some members of the churches here in the United States. Why you return to Egypt, and why you come back to Egypt? Because here in America, you can find Egyptian and all of kind of Arabs, and easily you can serve them here without any dangers. But my answer is, my heart is there in Egypt, so I cannot live here, and I cannot stay here. Just I come to here to find a lot of partners to pray for us there in Egypt. The second reason, I left my first church that I started. I pastored it for 20 years or less. Now I pass it to the assistant pastor to be a senior pastor for this church. And I found now more time to start churches easily and quickly in the area that they need. So I came to United States to fundraising, to feed my family, to continue in the ministry there in Egypt. We can stand in the ministry because of your prayer. Please put us in your prayer. And we believe that your prayer is very important to save us and also to push us witnessing boldly among the people there in Egypt. We have 3 minutes for questions. And after that, I will preach from the gospel. Yes, ma'am. The language in Egypt is Arabic. We cannot say Egyptian, but Arabic. Yes, ma'am. Any other question? Yes, ma'am. As I told before, it's legal to witnessing to the people from Coptic Orthodox Church, and not legal or illegal to witnessing for Muslim. So we witnessing for people from Coptic Orthodox Church because they call themselves Christian, but they are not. So they need salvation like Muslims. And when we found some people needs to witnessing among Muslims, so we have our strategy. I mean that by hideaway we witnessing to them. So the police do not arrested us and put us in the jail because we have wisdom to witnessing for Muslim by hideaway and publicly with the people from Coptic Orthodox Church. Let me explain. In Egypt, you can find modern Muslim and fundamental Muslim. If I say modern Muslim, it means that they far from Islam. I mean that they do not, pray the 5 times during the day. They just call themselves Muslim. And if you be far from Islam, you become very nice. But if you study Islam and if you go deep in Islam, you become fundamental and try to kill the others. So, if you meet some people, very nice people from Islam, it means that they are far from Islam and far from Quran. But if you found some people like a fundamental Muslim, it means that they focus in Islam more and go deep in Islam. Mm-hmm. Last question. Okay, there's no last question. If you would open your Bible, Mark chapter 3, from verse 13. Book of Mark chapter 3, from verse 13. And he goes up into a mountain and calleth unto him whom he would. And they came unto him, and he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sicknesses, and to cast out devils. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. Thank you for this time, for worshiping you, to glorify your name and lift your name up. Thank you so much for everyone in this whole worship. I pray to open our minds and open our hearts to understand well what you want from us to do, and have a desire to do what you want from us. I pray for this church to grow, and I pray also for the pastor to bless him. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Renewing our passion for lost. Renewing our passion for lost. This is what I wanted to speak to you in this night. Renewing our passion for lost. The Bible said that about Jesus, and he goes up into a mountain and calls unto him whom he would, and they came unto him, and he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sicknesses, and to cast out devils. Renewing our passion for lost. In Old Testament, the Lord have chosen Israel to witnessing to other nations around them. But Israel understood wrong, because now they try to tell the others that they are the best nation in the world, so the Lord chose them. But the aim of the Lord is chosen Israel to telling the others, the other nations, about him and about how he is good. But Israel failed in that. And also Jesus Christ chose 12, ordained 12, to preach gospel and also to have a power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils. And they did that. And also the Lord Jesus Christ chose you to be born again believers, to tell others about him and about his salvation. So we have in this time to renewing our passion for lost. Let me explain about three things that the Lord ordained the 12 disciples. The first one is in verse 14, and he ordained the 12 that they should be with him. This is the first point, to be with him, to be with him. So the Lord choose you to be born again believers, first of all, to be with him, to be with him. To be with him, it means that to have a very good relationship with him, sweet fellowship with him. To be with him, it means that to have a long time before the Lord every day, because he wants to do that. Not to be worshipped, but to have a time, very good time with him. So be with him, be with him. The Lord not wanted to go first to preach the gospel, but first of all to be with him, to have long time before him. When I come to United States for the first time, I found the life here is very fast. Everybody hurry. And in Egypt, something different because the life is not very fast like here. But I'm afraid that because the life is very fast here, that you have no time to stay before the Lord. So be with him. Be with him. Be with him. It's very important for the believers to be with him, to be with the Lord, before the Lord, praying to him. Be with him, it means that that you have to talk to him as your father and to receive also his voice to your life. You know, in the ministry, I learned something from the Holy Spirit. In Egypt, I knocked the door, and I know the people behind this door. A young lady opened the door. Her father with her, and she welcomed me when she saw me. And for 2 hours, she talked, and just I said, okay, for 2 hours. And when I found just 1 second, I told her, let us pray. So I prayed with her, and I left. When I walk in the street, the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart, asking me this question: are you angry? I answered, yes, I am very angry. So the Holy Spirit spoke again to my heart, asking me why. I answered, because she did let me advise her. No time. She talked, and no time to advise her. So I'm very angry. The Holy Spirit spoke third time to my heart, telling me that you always do the same with me. So I learned the lesson. You know, sometimes we have no time to listen to the Holy Spirit. We have no time to pray. We have no time to receive a lot of good things from the Lord to our lives. So be with him, be with him. How can we face the wicked world without taking the power from the Holy Spirit to be with him long time? So be with him. First of all, be with him. If you will be with him, you will learn from him a lot. The Bible said that if you turn to Matthew, book of Matthew, chapter 11. Book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 29 and 30. 11, 29 and 30 say that, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. So, a lot of believers maybe try to running about many things in this world, thinking that these things will find for them the rest. But let me tell you, there is no rest without to be before the Lord. So be with him. Be with him. You will learn from him a lot. Jesus Christ telling us that. So be with him. If you be with him also, you will get his passion for lost. I prayed in one time to get some passion, his passion for lost. And during that night, I weeping for and crying for the lost people all the night. Be with him. You easily will catch his passion for lost. If you turn it to Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah in first 5 chapters, he tried to telling the people that they are not good, and the Lord upset from them and many things like that. And he did not see himself. But when he came to the presence of the Lord, let us read that. In the year that King Hosea died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, each one had 6 wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved, and the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe's me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a left coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongues from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I hear the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. Send me. When you will be with him, easily you will see yourselves in the right sight. So you will need the Lord more. Be with him. The Lord will clean your spiritual life. And after that, you will catch his passion for lost, and you will go to witnessing for others. Be with him. Be with him. Number 2, in the same verse 14, and he ordained it well that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach. So preach gospel, preach gospel. We need to do that as a believers. Preach gospel. Some believers think that preach gospel, it's need that I have liberty to speak to others, and I have to a lot of teaching and many things like that. But preach gospel, it means that telling the others about Jesus Christ. Amen. About your experience, how Jesus Christ is very sweet to your life. So telling the others about Jesus Christ. Preach gospel. Many believers in these days in Egypt, and I think also in America, very lazy. They do not want it to speak about Jesus Christ who saved their lives. But a lot of people or a lot of believers think that the pastor or the leaders in the church, this is their jobs. But let me tell you, this is our jobs. All of the believers have to telling the others about Jesus Christ, about salvation. So preach gospel. Preach gospel. And one day I invited a preacher to preach in my church there in Egypt. And he took just a very short message for 15 minutes. And the other 15 minutes he telling the people about his testimony. I found it's very not good to telling the people about your testimony and take half of the sermon of to telling the people about your testimony. But in the end of the meeting, I found three people got saved because his testimony. The Lord wants from you not to preach or not to teach or not to telling many deep words in the Bible, but to telling the people about your testimony, about how sweet is God. So, witnessing to the other, preach gospel. What is the gospel? The Bible said that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 about the gospel that we have to preach to others. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died, this is the gospel, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. This is the gospel. Telling the people about the dying of Christ on the cross for everyone. I cannot believe that your words when you said that I love my neighbor or I love my brother or I love the people around me, and till now you did not tell them about Jesus Christ and about salvation. Preach gospel. We need to for all of the churches to grow in numbers and the believers. And they cannot do that without witnessing about Jesus Christ. So, preach gospel. The Lord Jesus Christ sent his 12 that he ordained them to send them out to preach. And the third thing we can read in chapter 3 in Mark, said that, and to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils. Number 3, use your spiritual gifts. Use your spiritual gifts. I believe every believer in every church have at least 2 or 3 spiritual gifts. Some of us have to preach. Some of us have spiritual gifts like teach. And some of us have faith. Use these spiritual gifts to preach the others or to preach gospel to others. Spiritual gifts, it means that the power of God in your hands. When you see some soldiers have very good tools, very, very power of tools in their hands, and they do not use them, how can you say about them, or how can describe them? I can describe they are crazy. And I found a lot of believers in this world now do not use their tools. I mean that the spiritual gifts that the Holy Spirit and God give it to them. This is the power of the Holy Spirit, power of God. So use your spiritual gifts. Easily, if you use your spiritual gifts, you will warn a lot of people to Christ. Do not be afraid for using the spiritual gifts. You know, in one time when I visit a family, and I'm trying to witnessing to them, and they said that our father still in his room is very sick, and he needs a lot of prayer. And I go there, and I prayed for him, and the Lord healed him after I left. This is the Lord. This is the Lord. So use your spiritual gifts. I know some spiritual gifts is not used now in the churches, but use what the Lord gave it to you. Use the spiritual gifts in the church and outside the church. Because we want the church to be grow. So use your spiritual gifts. Renewing our passion for lost. We need to renewing our passion for lost around us. I believe in that a lot of lost people around your house, around your work, around your life, you need to preach gospel to them. Let us renewing our passion for lost. Let us pray.